Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Jag heter Sandra Rollins.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Och du lyssnar på Perfekta paret.
Hello.
Hej, hej.
What?
Det är bara det sättet att säga hej varje gång.
Hello. Hello, Sandra.
Hur mår du? Jag såg nu att du är väldigt snygg idag. Alltså jag sitter liksom här i pyjama. Alltså du har på dig någon snygg casual, business casual outfit.
I was doing some casual business earlier.
Okej, och jag har redan gått och lagt mig.
I started my day late, so I'm still dressed in my
dressed to impress.
Day attire, yeah.
Ja, men du är snygg i alla fall.
Thank you, you too.
Don't, do not. Du behöver inte säga så.
I know that. I'm just, if I think you look good, you look good. Okay. I can't help but you look good no matter what state you're in. Mm. And when I'm like about to go to sleep, busted.
Nah.
You can't tell me, you look at me when I'm like in pajamas and you think, hot.
Jag tänker inte busted. Vadå, du är cute.
Thanks.
Ja, veckorna går snabbt.
Yeah, man. What week is it?
49.
I'm so glad that that part of my life is hopefully behind me forever. I had a short period of my life.
Du var tvungen att veta det.
Yeah, 2016.
Det är ändå ganska bra att veta vilka veckor när man pratar om barnen och skolan och sådär, faktiskt. Det är mycket snack om veckor där. Jo.
Oh, there's dates. They make dates for a reason.
Okej. Okay. Mm. Men det jag ville säga med det var att julhelgen kommer.
Yeah, man.
Med stormsteg.
Yeah, and you're a change the apartment all the time type of person, and I am not. And you have begun.
Nej, men nu är det ju bara juldekoration. Yeah, det är ju bara advent.
Yeah.
Det är inte change the apartment.
That is change the apartment. Okay, okay.
Det är bara...
Tell me the this bara. You said bara. That's the word you use. What things have changed in our apartment since we only did this Christmas, since we only carried up 4 bins of things from the cellar and put them back to later bring back some.
Yeah, exakt.
Okay, so please explain to the listeners this bara.
Det är bara change. Det och det ska
it's a little bit of change.
Det är som att klä ut, man klär ut lägenheten.
Okay.
Och då har jag satt upp lite julgardiner.
How many?
I vardagsrummet och köket. Det var inte så mycket. Jag orkade inte sy de andra.
Okay.
Sen...
Wait. There was sewing involved? What's the sewing that you did in a small project?
Jag var tvungen att sätta fast krokar till våra gardinskenor. Eftersom att de egentligen var till för gardinstänger.
Hmm.
Ja.
Okay.
Och så har jag satt upp adventsstakar som en normal människa. Och så...
Hur many are
those? Det är ju en i varje fönster. Och sen, men det är inget, det är inte att ändra allt. Det är ju liksom att lägga till och göra julfint.
Aha.
Och så är det någon julduk och sådär. Det är inte så mycket. Det är inte som att möblera om eller köpa någon nytt möbel eller så.
It's almost like changing the furniture.
Nej, du överdriver. Jag tycker verkligen det.
Okay. Vadå, tycker it looked like a different apartment when I came out of bed. Okay. The morning.
Men tyckte
after.
Du om det? Var det mysigt?
It's nice. I guess it's nice.
Ja.
I wouldn't have done it. I'm saying I wouldn't have done it, but
nej, men
when I see it,
hur hade
nice.
Det sett ut hemma hos dig då inför jul?
On today's December 4th, it would probably look like it did on Thanksgiving.
Ugh, så tråkigt.
Not on December 4th.
Om jag någonsin dör när barnen är små, då får du lova mig att du ser till att det ser ut så här.
Sure, I promise.
Okay.
Dead you is not gonna know that. I just
so
lied.
So depressing. At mina barn.
You know what? I would do it in your memory. I do it in your memory.
Tack.
But I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it to seem like I am complaining at all. I'm just saying that it's not my thing. It's so far from my thing that when you do it, I'm thinking you have to have some type of mental or like maybe you don't try to like get me into it. No, you don't think in your head like. You don't think in your head like, this is how I'll get some buy-in from my husband. Or you just like, I'm going to do what I want to do anyway.
Ja, men vad menar du? Det här är en tradition. Du har bott här i 10 år. Det är det här, så här man gör för advent.
So I didn't even think about an advent. But yeah, I guess so. It is advent.
Vad är hela friden?
Oh, I didn't think about that. It's advent.
Men det är ju det här. Det är därför man gör det. Åh, herregud.
It's Christmas decorations.
Man
don't
börjar,
be weird. Don't be thinking it's weird that I associated with Christmas. Yeah. Okay. Ja, I didn't know
så
that.
Att, men, I thought you knew. Så då trodde inte man behövde get eased into it at this point. Men okej, okay, då
I'm not asking you to do it. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm saying that if I like when I think about something that I might want to do and try to get you involved. For instance, I love American football. And then the season starts coming around. I try to get you kind of into it until you just rudely say that you don't care. Or you'll sit there with your phone in your hand facing the towards the television. Mm. And then I'm just like, oh, you know, I tried. I know I gave an honest attempt.
Okay.
And it's going to go away. And I feel like maybe I thought you might think like that too. Like, I'm going to try to get them into it. And then you're just like, all right, well, it's fun. It's fun for you.
Jag har inte tänkt så alls.
Oh, okay.
Jag tänker också att det vi gör tillsammans framförallt är ju när vi köper en gran och dekorerar den och sånt.
That's fun. We get the glug and we get the music going and get the kids involved. I really like that. It's one of my favorite things about Christmas.
Mm. Ja, jag vet inte. Jag...
You don't know what?
Nej, jag vet inte riktigt vad det är du tänker att skulle varit annorlunda, men det skulle klart det hade varit jättehärligt om du ville sy julgardiner, men jag tror inte att du har inte ens tänkt att det skulle vara en option.
No.
Alltså, jag vet, jag förstår inte riktigt ditt resonemang.
Oh, I was just thinking of if you think, but obviously you don't. I was thinking that you might think like I'm gonna try to get him into it type of thing, like I do about sports. But maybe I should take that approach, your approach of I'm just gonna get into it myself.
Jag tycker inte heller att det här är två alltså jämförbara saker överhuvudtaget.
No, I was just thinking of something that I'm more into than you and you're into setting up for Christmas. I'm not into that.
Det är inte en hobby som jag har som jag håller på med varje helg och
it's a part of life, right?
Men också det är något som händer en viss alltså en månad.
Mm-hmm. I don't see.
Du kan inte. Alltså...
Are you saying football's not a part of life?
Va? Det är något helt annat. Det är ju ett intresse för dig. Det är ju en hobby. Alltså jul, att dekorera inför jul är liksom en traditionsenlig sak. Det är inte mitt stora intresse.
So, football is not a tradition?
Nej, du kan inte jämföra
det. How can you not?
Oh, herregud.
It's a thing that's important in my life that I'm interested in.
Ja, det är inte samma sak. Det är
and, and the season comes around every year in the fall and I get excited about it. And then
men det är inte samma sak. Sen tittar du varje helg. Exakt.
Until February.
Ja, det är ganska många månader.
It's not even half the year.
Oh, det är 5 månader.
It's not even half the year. Okay. You saying what I said?
Okej. Okay. Och vad är julen? Vi pratar 3 veckor typ som man håller på.
What is, I don't get why. Okay, so it's still something. I was
men
thinking.
Det är inte något som jag gör varje vecka där jag håller på att ändra och lägga till saker. Det sker i advent och sen när vi tar fram en gran. Alltså okay. Jag tycker bara inte att det här var jämförbart.
Still, okay. It's still a thing that you're into that I'm not into. I'm not into preparing for Christmas.
Okay.
But it's still nice that you do it. Mm. It's not even a complaint. What are we arguing about?
Nej,
why do you hate me? Why do you want...
Det
what are these divorce papers right here on the table
for? Det är tvärtom. Det är du som hittar någonting.
We got off on the wrong foot.
Vi gjorde det faktiskt.
We got off on the wrong foot. And I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
Because I was just talking about something and trying to relate to my wife. Uh-huh. And obviously, today's not the day.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll take a little break.
All right.
I'm gonna go sip some water.
Okay.
And we'll come back and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now it's time for Random Relationships.
Okay.
All right. Holidays with whose family? And is it a deal breaker? Am I being unreasonable with asking to stay home as our own family for certain holidays because he's family oriented, conform to his way? What?
Lite konstigt formulerat.
Oh, am I being unreasonable with asking to stay home as our own family for certain holidays, or because he's family oriented, conform to his way?
Hon ska göra det, okay. Eller är det hon, förlåt.
We're gonna guess that it's a woman. Oh, my 31 female partner, 33 male, and I have been together 2 years, but took things incredibly snail-like slow, as I have 3 children from a previous relationship. I want to make sure about him and he about the idea of family life. He has no kids before introducing them. I just met his mom for the first time over the summer, and she's perfectly wonderful. His entire family is wonderful. He is from a big, loving, traditional, quote-unquote, normal family. Normal meaning white. Complete polar opposites from my very tiny, complex, spontaneous, unreliable, and a little toxic family. Redneck. I was closer to my family in my younger years. We would do holidays together sometimes, but since I've never been a mother... Oh, but since I've been a mother for 11 years... I've enjoyed creating my bubble of happiness with my kids. I get that. The last time I was over at his parents' house, he and his sister were laughing and making jokes about their beat up first cars. And I just remember feeling so awkward because I didn't get a first car. I worked a full-time job at 17 to buy my own car while paying my own parents' rent money. Damn. The kids spend major holidays with their dad's side, grandparents, and aunt. As my side of the family are hard to plan with and are unreliable. She does not like her family for half the day. And then I go get to spend my half with them. It works for us. I thought my partner and I did everything the right way. Get to know each other slowly and gradually mix our lives. Well, he said to me last week that we would spend Christmas at his family's house. Sort of like it was implied and mandatory, as he knows the distance between my family and I. I agreed because I do love this guy. I figured it would make me selfish, ungrateful, unsupportive, and strange if I didn't go. His family does so many kind, amazing things for us, and they're truly great. That means they have money. But they also believe their son can do zero wrong. Probably another got money. But I'm just getting more irritable on the inside than the closer Christmas gets. It's not because of them, but because of me. I struggle hard with social anxiety and really just being myself in general. It's hard mental work to hang out, quote unquote, with this family because I want them to like me. I don't know what to talk about with them, and I don't know how to relax, and I don't know where to sit. LOL, the list goes on and on. I asked him tonight if there'll be holidays we could just be our own family and stay home. Damn, she wrote a lot.
Ja, också upprepar sig också.
Be our own family and stay home because I do enjoy peaceful, comfortable holidays. He said, if my sister stayed home for a holiday, I would say, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, wow.
It just hurt me because I'm not used to big, cozy family gatherings. They make my stomach hurt. Damn. The whole time I'm just waiting for an angry stepdad to bust down the door and kick the Christmas tree down.
Wow. Man, trauma.
So yes, I get immense happiness with the traditions I've created over the years for my kids. And I felt totally misunderstood when he said all of his comments. He said, there will never be a holiday I don't see my family. I would never want that for him, and I would never ask that ever of him. Mm-hmm. But I don't always want to be a guest at my own Christmas and other holidays. Mm. I don't want to mentally prepare for holidays as I'm huge on holidays and have looked forward to them every single year. I love planning menus, decorating them, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Okay. I'm sure I left out a ton of details. No, you got every detail. I know I'm being selfish already. Am I being a brat about this? But should I say something to him? I don't know what to do, but this could be a deal breaker for him and me. Mm. Help me, John. Help me, son.
I wish. Oj, ja, det var saftig. Mm-hmm. Spontana tankar.
She need therapy.
Okay.
I think this is a class difference, and that's what makes her feel uncertain. It sounds absolute. Like his family grew up with money and was more stable, mm-hmm. and she feels like she's not worthy. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good feeling, mm-hmm. so I understand that. And then mm-hmm. she's already splitting time with the dad, the kid's father. Mm-hmm. So then having them, I would get wanting to have them on your terms when you already have mm-hmm. to split the time. So
absolute.
And she's obviously really immediate family oriented with the fact that she's created
with this, sina barn, liksom.
Yeah, she's created this these holiday moments with just the immediate family, but they're so very far apart on that it's kind of up to her how she does it, but mm. he seems pretty staunch in his stance. Mm, but she doesn't seem as staunch in her stance.
Nej, precis, hon skulle kanske kunna bli alltså han skulle kunna hantera situationen väldigt mycket annorlunda, tror jag. Var lite mjukare kring det, var mer inbjudande liksom, och än att bara vara så här, det är exakt så här ska det vara, annars så blir det inget ungefär. Mm. Jag tror att jag förstår hans känsla. Jag hade också känt att det hade varit märkligt att inte träffa någon i min familj på julen liksom, så van vid det. Men man måste ju också, om man nu är i en relation, som vi alltid säger, då måste man ju också försöka kompromissa. Och då borde ju de kunna diskutera hur den kompromissen skulle kunna se ut. Det kanske är att de är den där stunden när hennes barn är hos sin pappa. Kanske de kan vara med hans familj och sen vara hemma. Eller, alltså att det borde gå och lösa på något sätt. Mm. Och sen också, att, alltså, vad tycker du? Hur mycket liksom... Vi säger ju alltid att man också måste... Liksom, man måste ändå... Men kompromissa och anstränga sig för sin partner.
Well, she should see how important it is for him, for her to be there with him.
Men det är också någonting med så här högtider, speciellt julen, eller hur? Som är så himla... Folk har väldigt svårt att ändra sina traditioner kring det där. Alltså yeah. De som har starka traditioner. Just julen är så himla så här... Det känns som att det är så set in stone på något sätt. Om man börjar ändra på det så blir folk väldigt upprörda och ledsna. Och det, alltså, det blir en så stor grej liksom.
I mean, but the day is long, man. Mm. If they live within a drive, mm. a reasonable drive from, they could celebrate both. But the thing she wants doesn't have to be so separate.
Nej.
They could have their traditions done in the evening or in the morning, and then meet his family in the afternoon. Or they can have them done privately if the family has like a space that they can do their whatever. I don't know, she might want to have their home space, or they can invite people over.
Ja, det kan man ju göra, men det kanske, det verkar ju som att det är hans föräldrar som vill hålla i det här liksom.
But they could still invite people over for I don't know, a Christmas lunch or something, and invite them in a way that they get to see how she and her family celebrates so. And then how poor people celebrate Christmas.
Precis.
We let them know. Get a little insight.
Ja, men det är faktiskt ändå, det är knepigt faktiskt, tror jag. Jag förstår henne. Och det som är så hemskt är att det skulle kunna vara en dealbreaker. Alltså att folk tycker det liksom. Alltså att det är så allvarligt och viktigt för människor. Just det här med
traditionen. Maybe I can relate to that part. Where it's like, because I feel like I can be okay.
Men jag tycker också att de kanske inte måste spendera den här att liksom andra julen tillsammans. Det kanske är helt okej att han är med sin familj och hon är med sina barn.
But that's where the communication comes in.
Exakt.
Where she can talk to him and say, how important is it?
Ja.
And if he says, oh no, as long as I can be with my family, if you don't mind, I thought you had to be with me, but...
Exakt.
But you know what? It might be her responsibility to also, if they have a family bowling night in his family, to show up to that sometime.
Ja, precis. Att man också visar att man har ett intresse att lära känna familjen som uppenbarligen är väldigt viktig för honom. Liksom.
Yeah, like 4th of July barbecue. Go to the barbecue order. If they, hopefully they have like some type of, I don't know, it's a very popular sport in America, but football Sundays, as you know, you can go and hang out and watch football or hang out and, you know, while they watch football, even if you don't watch.
Ja, men precis. Att det finns andra sätt att visa att man har att liksom man har ett intresse. Att inte vara med på julen betyder inte att man inte vill vara delaktig i familjen. Liksom.
Yeah, and bring the kids and let the kids play the other
I like it. I think it's good. Men det är knepigt. Eller hur? Yeah. När man hör det så förstår man bara... Och det är svårt för människor som ska dela upp. Nu har ju hon inte ett problem i alla fall att dela upp julen med sin familj och hans familj. Och så där. Men jag vet ju, alltså folk kämpar på med det där. Alltså.
She should look at it as a positive. That she does have these traditions just with her immediate family. That makes it so much easier than if she was like, we need to go, you know, to the Poconos. And he's like, I need to go to Nag's Head. You know what I'm saying? That could make it a lot more difficult if they had to drive.
Städer här,
or if they're driving in separate directions or whatever. That could make it more difficult.
But, Poconos in Pennsylvania, Nag's Head in North Carolina.
We've been to both. Ooh, look
at me.
High five.
Men jag håller med dig. Jag tycker det är bra. Jag hoppas att de liksom kan reda ut det där så att det blir en trevlig jul.
Yeah.
Hon kan också se det som du sa också en fördel att få också ta med sina barn att de får se liksom
the rich life.
Nej men ja, men
alltså, it sounds like that's what it is.
Jo, men också liksom en uppstyrd jul med henne som är lite annorlunda. Så vem vet att försöka se det som en fördel också att det
she gotta work her way in and let these rich people start getting your kids nice things.
I like it.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta work it, girl.
Ja, spännande. Det är ju det kan vara mycket det här dramat kring.
Jul. Yeah, follow us up and let us know.
Ska se hur våra lyssnare.
Yeah, firar. What do y'all think? Because Miss Ma'am probably won't get back to us.
Nej, synd. Synd. My 24 male girlfriend, 24 female, willingly gave chocolate to my mom's dog.
Deal breaker.
Last week.
Willingly gave chocolate.
Let's listen to this. Last week, we were hosted at my mom's house. We didn't get together on holidays this year, so we're kind of compensating. We were staying there for 2 days. So det här är alltså efter förra julen. My girlfriend realized that my mom's dog was started vomiting and was seemingly suffocating. We rushed him to the vet. He was put on IVs and thankfully he survived. Turns out my girlfriend gave him chocolate, thinking it was a treat. My mom was fuming.
Wait. She thought the treat was a dog treat. She thought the chocolate was a dog treat, but she didn't know it was chocolate. Is that how it goes?
Eller inte förstod att choklad kunde vara farligt för en hund.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking is probably.
My girlfriend says it's an accident, but seriously, this is extremely basic knowledge.
Oh, get the fuck out.
My mom was still mad, so we just left the house. My girlfriend didn't apologize or anything because she feels like she was mistreated by my mom.
I bet.
I'm asking her to understand that she almost killed the dog, but to no avail. How bad is this? The dog almost died. She refused to apologize and doubled down as she was being rebuked.
Rebuked?
Jag vet inte. And now she's always bringing it up as she genuinely believes that she is the victim in all this.
Both can be true.
I appreciate the advice.
He's got to do a better job.
Oh, ja, verkligen.
You're the one who's the mediator.
Han har ju clearly, alltså han har ju uppenbart valt en sida och det är hans mammas.
Mom's side. You fucked up when you did that, bro.
Ja. Men också, jag tycker faktiskt att det är ganska rude. Alltså det är att anta att alla vet att choklad är farligt för hundar. Det är inte alla som vet det. Jag kommer ihåg när din mamma matade våran hund
med grapes. Med that's the first thing I thought about. She was giving him grapes. He likes grapes. We were like, no! Vi, she didn't know.
Nej.
I wasn't like, mom, you asshole. No.
Nej, vi visste ju... Jag visste inte det innan heller.
Att before det var... went to the dog... We learned a lot about dogs when we exakt. Went to the dog training.
Exakt.
And a lot of people do that. Go to dog training once they get a dog.
Ja, precis. Så det är lite... Jag tycker faktiskt det är ganska... konstigt av honom att säga att det är extremt basic knowledge. För det tycker inte jag att det nödvändigtvis är. Men...
And it's condescending to say that.
Ja, exakt.
Like it's...
Jag tycker också mamman, det är klart att hon kan ha blivit jätteorolig och kanske agerat i affekt. Men hon måste ju också samla sig at some point och bara så här,
be a grown
förlåt, up. Exakt. Jag förstår att du inte gjorde det här med flit. Jag var bara så himla rädd att något skulle hända med min älskade lilla hund.
Yeah.
Men jag förstår att du inte visste bättre.
Liksom. Yeah, and I get going into defense mode, especially when you feel ganged up by your partner's family. It's already tough that you have to,
verkligen,
you have to get to know these people. And then you got the people mad at you, and then your boyfriend not even taking up for you.
Nej.
Red motherfucking flag.
Run, girl. Men tycker inte du att det också ändå finns någonting i att hon ändå, man kan, det här säger jag till mina barn, våra barn, ofta. Att man kan be om ursäkt även om man inte gjorde med flit. Alltså har du gjort illa någon?
Yeah.
Så kan du också säga förlåt.
That would have been my first reaction. But it's harder to do that if everybody's attacking you.
Absolut, men det är också ganska barnsligt. Alltså man måste någonstans kunna säga så här, det här var inte meningen, jag är så hemskt ledsen att det blev så här. Kan man inte göra det, alltså då tycker jag också man måste så här checka sig själv lite grann.
More red flags.
Från...
Both sides, everybody.
Exakt.
Alltså, they don't need to be together.
But, nej, det var inte meningen, men... Jag är ledsen att det blev så.
Mm-hmm.
Det måste man liksom lära sig att säga.
Apologies go a long way.
Verkligen.
Folks out there.
Och det blir verkligen konstigt i alla situationer där någonting har blivit fel. Om man inte kan be om ursäkt för att det blev fel. Vare sig det var med flit eller inte. Liksom.
Mm-hmm.
Så att jag tycker...
Preaching to the choir.
Va?
I say you're preaching to the choir. Okay. That just means I agree with you. In a fancy way.
Jag känner mig, jag vet vad det betyder. Av någon anledning känner jag mig attackerad idag. Jag trodde du menade att jag inte brukar be om ursäkt.
If you feel that way, maybe you're guilty of something. No, nej. I don't know. You say you apologize first a lot.
Okay. Jag vet inte vad jag håller på med idag.
Men okay. No, man. You apologize. You're a really good apologist.
Okay. Ja, men hur som helst, det tänkte jag bara på. Annars tycker jag att du har helt rätt. Vidrigt att bli liksom attackerad av hans mamma och familjen som att man har försökt aktivt mörda. Jag gillade inte heller hans replik. Bara, she willingly gave chocolate.
Yeah.
För att hon trodde att hunden älskade det och tyckte att hon var snäll.
The dogs do.
Ja, exakt.
They sit there like, they really want. We've seen a dog go. We saw two, we were staying with our friends who have two big dogs that are kind of a little sneaky, cute and sneaky dogs. Their dog and our dog, we knew that some of the dogs got into chocolate. And they were going to town.
Mm.
Well, whichever dog, well, we found out which dog it was eventually.
Mm.
But, and we had to give all the dogs, because we didn't know, medicine to make them vomit.
Mm.
And then we found out which dog it was. But
var det vår hund?
No, it was their, the girl.
Deras,
the quiet one, too. The black one. But she had gotten into it and loved it. Didn't know it was bad for her. They just don't know, but they love that shit.
Mm.
Like,
exakt. Nej, jag tycker han är väldigt hård mot henne faktiskt.
I think so too. And if I was her friend, I'd be like, run girl.
Är det så pass illa?
Ja. Yeah, man.
Det är också så här,
it's like a basic, you know what everybody should know? What's common knowledge?
What?
Is that you take your girlfriend's side in this situation.
Mm. Jag tycker också att det kan bli svårt det här i framtid. Alltså fortlöpande i deras relation.
Mm-hmm.
Alltså så här, hur ska de...
And her bringing it up, it really bothers her. And
ja, såklart.
Another apology is in order. He needs to apologize for her for not trying to convey to his mom that she needs to chill out because it wasn't on purpose. The dog is okay.
Ja.
Relax, mom.
Jag håller med. Verkligen.
He needs to apologize. I hope people said that to him in that thing.
Alltså det här, jag tog upp den här för att jag tyckte också att det var en så här, någonting jobbigt som kan hända around holiday. Time.
Yeah.
Jag skulle vilja veta.
Kill a dog, accidentally make
jag skulle
a dog
vilja veta om vi har några, alltså om våra lyssnare har varit med om några jobbiga situationer runt högtider, julen, med sin partners familj eller vänner eller, alltså något sånt där. Om det är någonting jobbigt som har hänt. Varför gör du sådär?
I just thought about one of the most awkward moments of my life. Have we talked about this on the pod?
Hur, vad?
When we were at a Super Bowl party at my mom's house.
Uh-huh.
And my brother was showing pictures on his camera. And then as he's scrolling through on his digital camera pictures, pictures of his his girlfriend at the time performing sex acts on him, comes onto the camera, and my mom is like, "What?" And he tries to scroll away and keeps scrolling through more pictures. And I never felt so bad for somebody as I did for her. Because I looked up, she had the saddest face ever. She was up on the loft, looking down, just like, so sad. And then, oh man. And you were asleep, of course, because football was on. And so in the morning, I remember waking up and telling you, like, oh my god.
Stackars henne. Det var vidrigt. Oh. Like, ja, det där är ju en riktig tabbe. Holiday or not.
Yeah, so right, I mean, and then it's like kind of holiday season, you know what I'm saying? It's right after New Year. Because my mom, her tree was still up, right? Wasn't the Christmas tree still up? Oh, I think about that every now and then. It's one of the most awkward moments of my life.
En sån där ångestladdad grej när man bara, nej. Jag hoppas att ingen lyssnare har varit med om en sån vidrig sak. Men kanske något annat.
Man, I want to hear some holiday stories.
Som var jobbigt under tiden.
I want to read them. I want to read people's holiday stories on the air. Until Christmas time. Mm.
Ni kan nå oss på perfektaparetpod@gmail.com eller
perfektaparetpod on Instagram.
Skriv gärna DM om ni har frågor eller vill berätta någonting.
I want to hear some or if it's somebody that you know. I know everybody be shy.
Det går också bra.
Share, share,
min
share,
kompis
share.
Kompis berätta gärna om dem.
Sure.
Hörrni, julen kommer snart. Det finns fortfarande chanser att fucka upp. Nej, skojar jag.
We'll talk to y'all next time.
Tack för idag.
Later.
Ciao.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.